seem fun, and info, finfo, or would that be funfo? Either way, it's time for It's Your Health, and it ain't rocket science. Here are Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille.
Calcium, calcium, calcium. We are the highest calcium-consuming country in the world, yet we have the highest rate of osteoporosis. So what did we do? We took calcium. But then we actually studied the kinds and types of calciums we're finding. And we're finding a lot of scary stuff here about just the simple supplementation of calcium. Holly, there's a new study out there that you know about. Care to share this with us?
Yeah, I think this is a really important topic because what we're going to review this segment for the listeners is some self-defense when it comes to calcium intake and maybe clear up some confusion that has been out there. Because here's the deal. Here's the bottom line. If you eat, you get calcium. And I think that, like anything else, too much of a good thing is bad, okay? You can always get too much of a good thing. So let's talk about this calcium update so people can really start to understand. There are researchers, they tracked over 60,000 women, okay? And so that's a great study. I was just talking to an interviewer before our show started. And when it comes to the research, you know, we've got to get way beyond the headlines. I have a new show hopefully coming out that's called Beyond the Diagnosis, right? You can say,
keeping
fibromyalgia. Well, hey, what does fibromyalgia mean? Like, what has your tissues been doing? How did we end up here, right? Let's figure that out because then we can identify and treat the cause. So when we're looking at research, we've got to get behind the headlines. But this is a pretty darn good study. In my opinion, lots of women, average age about 54, and they studied them for about 19 years. So take a look at that, okay? Here's the findings. Those who consumed the most calcium from food and calcium supplements, so we're talking more than 1,400 milligrams daily, they had a risk for death that was 2.5 times higher than those who had lower calcium intakes from food alone. Now, the theory here is probably, and you can certainly comment on this, that very high calcium intake affects your hormones that lead to cardiovascular problems. Is that right?
Yeah, I think that it does. The thing is that, you know, it goes back to what you opened with, I think, Holly, and you know, cardiologists forever have been talking about when patients are on calcium channel blockers, restricting calcium, and they've been kind of phobic on it the whole time. And even when the early studies came out showing, you know, calcium can benefit you, they still didn't really get it. You summed it up to me in the fact that there's a difference between unopposed calcium, that is the straight calcium citrate supplement, the straight calcium carbonate supplement, versus a calcium product that is bound with phosphorus or that has vitamin D or that has a broad spectrum of things to build bones. Now, when I looked at the study, I didn't see him discern the types of supplementation out. And when I say that, as a women's doctor and as a woman yourself, as a nearing menopause woman, sorry to say that, but yes, so you are a nearing menopause woman. What do you think about it? Like, would you take calcium now? Would you take it if it's a balanced supplement?
No, for the most part, because I know my diet. And here's the other thing that I want to really clear up. So the theory, yes, basically, early research, it kind of confirms that the earlier research has shown similar links between calcium supplementation and heart risk in women and men. Mm-hmm. So the thing for me is that the other thing I want to clear up, sorry, a little lost in my train of thought there because there's so much. I mean, we could have a four-day seminar on calcium absorption, and you've seen those studies too, citrate versus carbonate. Well, calcium, it's so complex, and it's everywhere. And the point is, if you take calcium citrate as a supplementation, and it goes across the gut lumen, it's absorbed very quickly across the gut lumen, and your blood levels spike, well, your calcium's excretion is going to be higher because the body is going to want to things to balance out, or you're going to get into trouble. We want calcium in the bone. We don't want too much in the body because it goes to places where we don't want it. The heart, the kidneys, bone spurs, and certainly, you know, in our vessels. So yeah. I think what's really important, although the research is certainly not definitive, I think that if you eat a well-balanced diet, including lovely organic greens, okay? Dairy is not, in my opinion, the best source of calcium.
And in the opinion of anybody that I know who I think is credible, by the way,
I just thought I would add that. Yeah. I mean, this is like a big, big myth that if you don't eat cow's dairy in the form of milk or yogurt, etc., that you're missing out on calcium. Mm-hmm. That sold a lot of the dairy industry's products throughout the years. It did. It's a great soundbite, but it's not true. In fact, there's some absorption issues there because retinoic acid is very high. Vitamin A, you need vitamin D, which, oh, I can just go on, but vitamin A, mm-hmm. there's a form of vitamin mm-hmm. A that actually stops the absorption of vitamin D, and you need vitamin D for the absorption of calcium. And so dairy, not the best. Green leafies, you'll find them everywhere, and they're mm-hmm. so great. And if you look, there's so many places where you can look online these days. If you're calorie counting, if you want to know any amount of nutrients, ehow.com, etc., where you can just look at the amount of nutrients, find out. Information is power. And when you have that power, it mm-hmm. just, you have to wake up your mind and know. And so I would forego a calcium supplement at this point in time. For me, it's not needed. I eat a very balanced diet, and most people do too.
Okay, I'm going to throw a couple things. One is I do want to cover alkalizing, because we still are going to get to what I call these grinder rules, or these rules of nature and of natural medicine that will never go away. And that is about alkalizing your body. We don't have time to teach you how in this segment, but if you have bone loss, or you have signs of bone loss, or bone spurs, stones, things like that, you look at alkalizing your body, which is what exactly Holly's doing with that. But with pH strips, you can actually measure that. Now, Holly, I'm going to ask you some questions, okay? A patient on a thyroid replacement hormone, synthetic or natural either, should they consider calcium supplementation? Because we do know that thyroid hormone can deplete it.
That is a great question. And as you know, as you do too, we treat everybody individually. And so there are right. certainly contributing factors that are going to perhaps sway my decision as to foregoing a calcium supplement. And that might be very well a situation. You know, and that's an important point too. I think that's great. When you're saying alkalization, calcium is one of the most alkalizing minerals. And right. our bodies do work best. 7.34, 7.45, that's very alkaline, the blood, right? And mm-hmm. so if we are having acidic thoughts, acidic diets, acidic lifestyles, yeah. and our body is wanting to come back into balance, into alkalizing balance, it will pull pull calcium from your bones and your teeth to do that. And once again, we want calcium in the bones, we want calcium in the teeth, we don't want calcium all over the place causing a bunch of problems. And right here we've got a huge research study that points to risk of death when we've got calcium supplementation and calcium that you're intaking in food. I would charge each and every one of the listeners out there to go ahead, really document a day's worth of food, and just, you know, I'd add up how much calcium you got in there.
Yeah, and I want to go back to one of these mechanism things. Listeners, I want you to understand why calcium can cause disease when you supplement it. If you take this calcitrate and it absorbs into the bloodstream, but it's not the type that bonds to bone, it doesn't have the K2, it doesn't have the cofactors, or it's just in too high of amount. Calcium is like a fire extinguisher. Inflamed areas in the body are acidic. So calcium is alkaline. So calcium, by the nature of our bodies, is attracted to these acidic areas. Damaged coronary arteries, like heart arteries, it will be attracted to those and deposit. Tendons, bones, areas where bones are being irritated or damaged, it will form a spur. There's a natural protective mechanism with it. So in conclusion, you have to be careful with calcium supplementation. The issue is real. You have to look and see how much from your diet you are getting every day, and use supplementation the way it should always be used, focused and in a plan for entire way of health. But if you're not sure right now, err on the side of less calcium supplementation. That's what the research says, and that's what we're going to give you, the research, in order to have you stay well at Radio MD.